Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Reish Lamed Beis. We left off in the middle of Sif Beis. We are on the top line of page Kuf Mem Vav, the page following 290. Last night we read the long introduction of the Chafetz Chaim in the Mishabura for Sif Beis. We started the Mechaber that brought down the first Shita, and that is that even a Suda Ketana is going to be Aser Samuch L'mincha Gedola, which means even a regular Suda, like a Shabbos Suda, we said is considered a Suda Ketana, a regular size Suda will be Aser even close to Mincha Gedola. Mincha Gedola is 6.5 hours into the day, so it would be starting from Chatzos, even a Suda Ketana would be forbidden. So the Mechaber picks up on the top line of Kuf Mem Vav. V'im Hischil Ba'achas Mikol Elu. If one started any of these things, eino mafsik afal pi shehischil be'iser, he does not have to stop, whether it's the achila, it's the merchatz, all the things that a person should not have started at that point, but if he did start, he does not need to stop, even if he did it be'iser. V'hu sheyehei shehus bayom le'espalel achar sheyigmor su'udoso umlachto. That which we say, if he started, he does not have to stop, that's only assuming that when he finishes this activity, there will be time after his suda or after his malacha to daven mincha. Avol, im ein shehus lehispalo achakach, if there will not be time afterwards, he sees it's going to schlep on, it's not going to be time to daven afterwards, tzorach lehasik miyod, he has to stop as soon as he realizes that, and he must daven mincha. That is point number one for tonight. Then the Mechaber says, u'me'em asayas cholas tisporas. So we just said, if he started these activities already, he doesn't have to stop, as long as there'll be time for mincha afterwards. What's considered starting the different activities? So the first one that we ask is, what's considered the beginning of a haircut? Mishiyaniach sudar shel saporim al birkov. Once you put that cloth of the barber ready on your knees, that's considered that you started your haircut, and you do not need to stop, assuming you'll have time later to have mincha. The beginning of the bathhouse is meshiyishot levush ohel yonis. Once you take off your outer garment, that's considered that you already began your activities in the merchatz. The ascholas bursaki, the beginning of the activities in the tannery, meshiyikshor beged ben kesefav kederach habursakim. It's when you tie the garment between your shoulders like the way of the tanners. The ascholas din, when is it considered that you started judging? So im hayu asukimbo, if you were already judging previous cases and now you're starting a new case, so the beginning of the new case is considered mishiaschilu balei dinim litum. It's when the litigants start making their claims, that's considered the beginning of the new din that you wouldn't have to stop. Vim lo hayu asukimbo, but if this was the first din that they're doing of the day and they weren't involved in judging at all yet, so then Mishias Atfu Adayonim, then it's when the Dayonim start covering themselves, they put on their talesim, so that's considered the beginning of Din. Ule Didon, and for us, Mishayeshu Adaite Lodun, it's in the time that the judges sit down having in mind to start judging, that's already considered they started judging, and if they started when they shouldn't have, they still can continue as long as they feel they'll have time to daven mincha afterwards. And the last one is Hascholas Achila. When is it considered that you start eating? Meshi'itul Yodav, once you wash your hands for the Suda. Then the Ramah says, V'yesh Cholkim V'svir Lahu. There are those who argue and hold the Suda Ketana Mutter. That when we're talking about Samuch L'mincha Gedola, although the Mechaber said a Suda Ketana is Aser, Zok the Ramah, there are those who argue and they hold a Suda Ketana is going to be Mutter, close to Mincha Gedola, ve'eino asra rak besudas nisuin omila. The only suda that's going to be asra close to Mincha Gedola is a suda Gedola, and that was the other shita that we mentioned last night, the more lenient shita, that a suda ketana is going to be mutter samuch l'mincha Gedola, and only a suda Gedola is going to be asra samuch l'mincha Gedola. That's where we will stop on the top for tonight. Now let's see the Mishaburas. Sivkotan Yud Gimel v'im Hischil. Again, the Mechaber said, if you started any of these activities, you do not have to stop, even if you started b'iser. Afilu hischil achar shegia kfar zman mincha gedola. Remember, you were not allowed to start these activities even a half hour before mincha gedola, but even if you started them after the zman of mincha gedola already came, afilu achakach, and even later, kol shelo higia adayin achatzi shosh akodem mincha ketana. So long that you started these activities before a half hour before Mincha Ketana, the ilu kishehisil bezua chatzi shah, because if you started already then, within a half hour of Mincha Ketana, then you would be required to stop these activities when the actual zman of Mincha Ketana comes. The af even though still from the zman of Mincha Ketana, there's still plenty of time till shkia, till nightfall, that you could have mincha. But if you really started that late, during the half hour before Mincha Ketana, when Mincha Ketana comes, you must stop. The ikar zman mincha hu mi mincha ketana ulamalo. The main time for davening mincha is at mincha ketana and going forward. Therefore, if you started samach mincha ketana, you must stop by the zman of mincha ketana. The ayin lekamon behagom masha achshav nohagim lahokel. We'll see him mitzvah shem in the next year, the shita of the Ramah later on, where he says the minhag nowadays of being lenient. But now we're still continuing the machmir shita of the mechaber. Sivkoton yudalad ba'achas mikol elu. We said if you started any one of these activities, hainu, afilu hischil suda gedola, even if you started a suda gedola, oshin nichnas leburski gedola, or you went into the tannery to get involved in a major activity with the leathers, uchiai gavne b'shar dvarim, or similar, lugabi oli anyonim, kasher eskarnu v'psich, like we mentioned in the introduction, de'bevada yeish lochosh behu, for sure there's a concern by these activities, shema yimoshe charbe, they might extend for a long time, afilu hachi enomasik, still, they are very lengthy activities, you started them at a time when you were not supposed to start them, even so, you don't need to stop. Kevon sheyesh shahus lehispalal achar sheyigmor sudasa umalachto. Since you know that you will have time to have mincha after the suda, after the malacha, once you started even the issa, you do not need to stop. Sivkot and tezvav. But the mechaber said, "Aval im ein shahus lehispal achar, if there won't be time to daven afterwards, you must stop immediately." Says the mishabura, "Afilu hiskel beheter mafsik." Even if you started at a time when it was mutter, but you see as the thing's going on, it's going to get longer and get later. You're not going to finish in time to daven mincha. You must stop right away. Sivkatan tezayin. Hainu afilu od hayom gadol. Even if it's still earlier on in the day, you have plenty of time to daven, but you realize this activity is going to continue on till the night, you must stop right then and there. Kol she yodeya shetimoshe sudaso. So long that you realize your suda is going to extend, oh, malachto, or your malacha that you're doing, ad shetechshach, as long as you realize, or as soon as you realize, they're going to extend into the night, tzarech lahasik miyad, you have to stop right away when you realize it. Shema yishka, because you might forget later on to stop, v'yavor hazman lagamri, and you'll miss out on the zman totally. So if you started again, even v'isser, you continue, finish whatever you're doing, as long as you evaluate that you'll have time to have mincha afterwards. The second you evaluate that this is going to get carried away, and I'm going to miss mincha, then you must stop right away whenever you realize that. Sivkoton yudzayin ume'imasai haschol, the mechaber then gave us a description of the haschol of all these activities, koi amashe kosav le'elvim hisil. In Sivkoton yudzayin, the Mishabura says, this question of the mechaber, me'imasai haschol'as, is going on that which the mechaber said, vim hisil, if you started. Well, what's considered starting? So we go through all the cases. Sivkoton yudches. Imhayu asukim. Here we're getting to the judges. We said imhayu asukim, but if they were already busy judging cases, so then the beginning of this case is when the litigants pleaded their case. Pirush shekvar yoshvu bedinim acherim. They were already judging other cases previously, but if they didn't judge previously, they're just starting to judge now for the first time. Sivkotin yotes. Then it goes mishe yisatvu from when they cover themselves. Shekacha yinohagim lefonim. This is what they used to do in the olden days. Kishayoshim bedim, when they sat to judge. Mishum sheshchina shoreima, and the shechina is there with them, so they would put talisim over themselves. Sivkatan chaf. We said the beginning of the suda is mishayito yadav. Umisha rogil lahatir ezuro b'shas achila. One who normally takes off his gartel, he takes off his belt when he's ready to eat. Mikri haschola mishiyatir ezuro al kodem netila. Then that's considered the beginning of the suda when you take off your belt, even if it is before you wash your hands. Sivkatan chav aleph. This is the ikar point that we want for tonight. That although the mechaber said the iser is even a suda ketana samach l'mincha gedola, the Ramah is more lenient and he says a suda ketana is mutter, only a suda gedola, samach l'mincha gedola will be aser. So says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Kadon Chaf Aleph, the Suda Ketan is Mutter, Ulididu, and according to that Shita, Tispores Didon Namishari. The same way a small Suda is Mutter, a small haircut, a normal regular haircut that we get is also Mutter. Samuch L'mincha Gedola. What haircut is not a regular, normal, quick haircut? The Eino Aser Ela Tisporas Shel Ben Elasa. The only haircut that's going to be Aser is that haircut of Ben Elasa. She Malacha Gemura Kemavur B'Gemara. The Gemara discussed over here that he was a Bucky in giving a haircut that Kohen Gadol used to get, and that was that the hairs you have to have Ikro Shel Zeh B'Tzat Rosh Shel Zeh B'Tzat Ikro Shel Zeh. It's a very specialized kind of haircut, which took a long time. That special kind of haircut of a Kohen Gadol was comparable to a Suda Gadola. But a regular haircut that we would get, that would be compared to a Suda Katana. So Zakta Mishabur, the same way the Ramah says, there are those who say you can, yes, start a Suda Katana, Samach L'Milcha Gadola. You can also start a regular haircut as long as it's not that specialized Kohen Gadol kind of haircut. A regular haircut also, Lefi the Ramah, can be started Samach L'Milcha Gadola. Continues the Mishabura. Merchatz, Davka Kola Milsa the Merchatz Aser Az. Just like only a Suda Gadol is Aser, only a specialized haircut is Aser, so only all the Inyanim of the Merchatz are going to be Aser, Samach L'Milcha Gadol, according to the Shita. Ava Lohazia Ba'al Mashari, but if you're only going to sweat, that would be Mutter, Samach L'Milcha Gadol, according to the Ramah. Ubursaki, when it comes to the tannery, dafka, burski, gadola, dafka, if you're going to do a major activity in the tannery and to tan many leathers, that's when it's going to be usser. If you're only going to overlook and see what's going on, again, that's like the smaller haircut, the smaller suda katana, that would be mutter. Vidin, dafka haskolas din, dafka starting the din, shetzorech lozeh shiui harbi, which is going to take a long time. V'chayshinan shema yavur al yidei zeh hazman. That's when it's going to be usher, because the beginning of din is like a sudu gedola. That's what's going to be usher, lefi the sheet of the Ramah, samach l'mincha gedola. Aval gemar din shari, but if they're just getting together to give the gemar din, that's considered like a sudu katana, and that also will be mutter, lefi the Ramah, samach l'mincha gedola. Sivkaton chav beiz. We said yesh chokum usvirlu, the suda katana is mutter. Hainu samach l'mincha gedola. Again, that is talking about samach l'mincha gedola. Suda katana is mutter. V'achar mikain at samach l'mincha katana. So that is mutter from samach l'mincha gedola all the way till samach l'mincha katana. Aval, however, samach l'mincha katana, even according to this more lenient shita, once you get samach l'mincha katana, you get to after 9 hours of the day. Shumitchilas shoas siris l'malo. It's the beginning of hour 10 and onward. Gam lididhu aser b'chol eile. Even according to the more lenient shita of the Ramah, that's only samach l'mincha gedola. But samach l'mincha katana, all these things would be aser. Vafilu b'di'evet im hischilu oz mafsikin kishyagia hazman de mincha ketana. And even b'di'evet, if you started these activities, samach mincha ketana, when you were not allowed to, when mincha ketana comes, you would have to stop. Sifkaton chav gimu, we said, ve'enu aserak besudas tesu'en omila, the only thing that will be aser, samach mincha gedola, according to this sheet of the Ramah, would be a suda gedola. Hainu dilididhu eino aser lahasil samuch l'mincha gedola el suda gedola. Once again, according to this shita that the Ramah is bringing down, it's only aser to start samuch l'mincha gedola, a suda gedola. Dibididhu dafka shetzarech shiwi rav. Because dafka, by those types of sudas, it takes a long time. Al kain, therefore, chashina shema yimashich harbi. It might get delayed a lot, ad sheyavur hazman, until you miss hazman mincha. Sivkotan chavdala, the example is given of a suda gedola, was a suda of a nisuin or a suda of a mila, who had been pitinaben, and the same thing would be a suda of a pinaben, sheyei sham harbe b'nei odom b'suvim yacha. That is a big suda, many people eating together, a chasana, a bris, a pitinaben. V'ayidei ze rogil hadover lihimashech, and because there are a lot of people there, it is normal that it gets extended on. And the Mishabura ends off on the top line of 292, Vesuda Shabbos Yontav, like I mentioned yesterday, but here's in the Mishabura, a Shabbos Suda, a Yontav Suda, Lo Mikri Suda Gedola, that is not considered a Suda Gedola. Mirtz Hashem, tomorrow night we will finish the rest of Sipes, and the Mirtz Hashem, we will finish the Simon.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427. Or email info@shasilluminated.org.